Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are going to go in depth about a great community event that's coming up this weekend. You don't want to miss the big garage sale that's going on at First Presbyterian Church in Hastings, which is right on Vermilion Street, and we're neighbors, so we're going to be over there popping over and getting some great deals ourselves. Anyway, it's great to see both of you. We have in studio with us today Pastor Steve Robertson, and we also have Kelly Casey Spavin, who is a volunteer at First Presbyterian Church. So can't wait to hear all about it. So first of all, welcome. How have you all been?
Busy.
Good.
Good.
Yes, this is the all-consuming garage. It clears off the calendar for many of us for a couple of weeks here.
I think it's like a personal garage sale, but you're doing it in conjunction, actually, with the community-wide, so that's smart.
It's part of the Hastings community-wide garage sale weekend and the 100-mile garage sales that run up and down either side of the Mississippi River.
Boy, we're going to be busy if we want to be this weekend.
We have a lot of people. We have people that come through this area with their trucks and their trailers, because they're going up and down the river to all the different garage sales. So
Have you ever seen anything like it, Pastor Steve?
I have not. I've been at churches where we've done, you know, garage sale, rummage sales, you know.
Sure. Yard sales, all those words.
Yeah, but not to the degree that we do it. And let's be honest, we're a small congregation, so a small group of people are pulling off a big event.
Well, that's exciting. So is it in your garage?
We technically don't have a garage.
You don't.
But I must say that we have expanded this year, and I think we say it every year. This is, I think we were thinking it's close to 20 years that we've been doing this, and people rally around, and we get the most amazing things. So we've expanded. Actually, even from last year. Last year, I think, was our biggest. This year is even bigger than that because we have four rooms. We have the main hall. We have outside. We have the side yard. We have
knock on wood about the outside.
I know, but
let's all pray for good weather.
We do. But let me tell you, rain or shine, we'll be there.
Love it. So let's get to the four different rooms. What can we find in these special rooms?
Well, I know this is radio, but I pulled on an ensemble from our from our ladies' boutique room, ladies and children's, and we have we have racks of clothing. We have a lot of new clothing. As you'll see, this one even still has its original tag on it. I borrowed it off of the shelf. But we have a lot of kids, women's toys in that room. And then in our main room, we have collectibles. I mean, there's so many things in our main room. And then furniture, and then we have a library this year.
Oh,
and then we have a furniture room.
Library meaning lots of media, lots of games, videos, books. What is it? They don't call it the library anymore. They call it the media center.
The media
right?
center, yes.
Yeah.
And attractive pricing on those. Yep.
So I want to give a shout out to Our Savior's Lutheran Church because a couple years ago we started borrowing some of the clothing racks from their garage sale that they'll do later in, I think it's August that they do theirs. We borrowed some of their clothing racks so that we can display our women's wear a little bit better. And
I love it. Protestants
shout
stick
out
together,
to the,
don't
to
you?
To the community for working
that,
together.
Digging that, Pastor
That's
Steve.
Right.
That is right. So this is going to be this weekend. What are the dates and times, please?
So it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. We open at 8:30 each day. We'll be open till about 4 or so on Thursday and Friday, and till about 2 on Saturday.
So if you want to get something great, should we come super early, or is there enough for everybody?
There's enough for everybody, but we're not like Target where, you know, if you don't see it, you can order it online.
Tell me more.
If you don't say it, we don't have it. If you see it, you better get it now. So
one
yeah,
of a kind?
We have so many unique items. Yeah, you know. The best story, I think, I don't know what we have this year that sits at this level, but last year we had a framed spider.
What?
Like a tarantula spider in a frame.
Okay.
And I thought,
no one's going to want that.
What? And then what are we going to do with it after this thing is over? And by Thursday, 10 o'clock, it was gone.
Mm-hmm. This is why you're not in charge, Pastor Steve.
This year we've got some copper decorative items. We got a lot of candle stands and candle, I don't know what you call them. You put
candelabras, things?
Well,
or?
Yeah, things that you would put like on a table and put candles on.
We have an antique steamer trunk that is just amazing.
And what is that exactly?
Well, someone brought it in, thought it would be great for the sale. It's actually on wheels, so somebody has made it easier to... Yeah, I found that out, moving it around. We've tried to find the perfect place for it. We have a foosball table. We have... I mean, there's so many different things. We have a lot of sporting equipments. We have a huge bag full of duck decoys. I think there's 24 in that bag. We have rolls of carpet. We have a children's book section that is going to be great. And we're going to have a book bundle sale, too. So very attractive if you want to get a bundle of books. So we're just trying to look out for, I mean, families. And then we don't even talk about this, but I've been this morning making cupcakes for our bake sale.
Oh, bake sale. 25% of our income last year was from the bake sale alone. Bake sale, and we serve hot dog lunches and cokes and chips and stuff. So a lot of people will come just
to have lunch.
They time it to be
I think that's a great
at the
idea.
Church. So they shop, they have their lunch, and then they go back out on the road.
So is this a fundraiser? Is that your primary purpose of this?
It is a fundraiser, yes. There's no question about it. We are seeking to raise money to help support, pay the pastor's salary, pay the utilities, pay the insurance, and so forth. But I guess I would see it more, I would see it as well as an environmental stewardship kind of thing. It's part of our care of creation. So, little story. When I was in high school, my dad was doing construction. So I was the cleanup guy. You know, I went out to the construction site and clean up all the construction debris and all that kind of stuff. We put it in the pickup truck, and then I took it to the landfill. And I got a sense then that we can't keep doing what we're doing as a society to just throw everything away. And I became kind of an environmental junkie at that point. And that's part of what we're doing as well. We're reducing, reusing, and recycling. You know, people are giving us things they don't want, but somebody else comes in and says, that's exactly what I've been looking for.
It's so true, isn't it? And this is a great way for people to find out. They have no idea how they lived without a certain thing.
And then there are those surprises that you didn't know you needed that you walked
spider
through. And,
that was
yes, that you didn't know you needed that, but now you can't live without. But seriously, when people are getting rid of stuff, it's so much better. If it's usable, find some way to reuse it first before you throw it out to the landfill. So, I do take this in a theological, spiritual sense. It's part of what we're doing to care for the earth and care for...
Don't you think also it's a great way to show off your church and the fellowship that you have and just your beautiful facility also in a real subtle way? It's a great way to evangelize, I think.
Oh, we also have people who come through and say, Can I see the sanctuary upstairs? Because you've been to our church,
music is so...
The fellowship hall is downstairs,
yep.
And then you go upstairs to the sanctuary. So we'll have people come and say, can I see upstairs? And we take them up. The only reason we take them up is because there's so much stuff on the stairway going up that we want to make sure they get up and back down safely. But yeah, they love seeing the beauty of the place and feeling that spiritual
There's a reason
sense.
Why our kids had their piano recitals there for 10 years. Yeah,
and,
it's beautifully
and speaking of kids,
acoustically.
We have kids' clothes. Mm. Lots of infant clothes. You were unpacking a whole bag full of new
Never been worn.
Toddler
yep, still have
clothes,
the tags on them.
Toys.
Yeah. And we have great shoes this year, too. We have some really high-end shoes. So if people, especially in the area of about 7.5, there's some really great shoes there. I couldn't begin to wear them, but they look wonderful. So, but we've had people that have donated things that are in really good condition, and we go through them. And one of our top volunteers, Karen Altpeter, is also a top fixture down at Hastings Family Service, and she knows how to look through things to manage that that display space. So we only put out the best of the best, so that if we would feel comfortable taking it home, so would you.
Sometimes I kind of think she's trying to run Neiman Marcus, but she's very picky about what we sell and what we don't.
But I think that's good because you want to keep the reputation that you have. Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's something that people come from near and far for, so this is all great. You also mentioned sporting equipment. That's something that is so expensive for families, and so...
Yep. There's a few pairs of skates. We have some kids' cleats in small sizes, and those are when your feet are growing the most. So, you know, take a look at those. We have children's tennis shoes. And like I said, it makes it really affordable for you to get that in-between pair.
That's so true because you blink and kids are in a different size by the end of the season. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the other stories that you wanted to tell us about?
Well, just that I love interacting with the people as they're coming through.
It does not surprise
me. And just, you know, oh, you're interested in that. And I try not to say, why are you interested in that? I just kind of open myself to the conversation, and if they volunteer anything, you know.
We have a big door opening ceremony, too, and Pastor Steve is always Ta-da. At the door, you know, and we're counting down to the 8:30 mark, you know.
Oh, because
the
they're lined up,
they
I'm
are
sure.
lined up outside the door because they know that there's great stuff inside, and he does a big welcome, and we put it on our Facebook. So check out the social media, too, for we have a great presence, and he welcomes everybody in.
Kelly's been featuring some of these items on our Facebook page, so you can look and know and... be there.
Make a beeline.
to get what you're looking for. We have a lot of tables and chairs and side tables and lamps.
So maybe somebody's heading off to start up a little apartment or a dorm room and you would have some things for them to furnish it.
Or it's spring cleaning and you've decided, you know what? We need a different table there. We need some new chairs. Come and check it out.
This is great. What about that giant Santa you were telling me about a couple months ago?
He may make an appearance. You never know.
Well, I thought he was for sale.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the story is. He's been hanging around our building all year.
You told me
I've been looking forward to it. I wanted to see who was going to get that one.
We just have to find the perfect place to stage him.
Huh. We're talking about a life-size Santa.
Right. Something, again, you didn't know you needed until you see it, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Wow. Do you have other Christmas things or holiday things?
Yeah, we have a seasonal table, and we actually have someone donated a beautiful balsam hill, you know, those real high-end Christmas trees. And unfortunately, it doesn't light, but you could get, you know, a string of lights so inexpensively.
Right.
And this is this beautiful tree that does not shed. It's made of material, and it's 7 foot tall. It's perfect, and we'll help you load it up.
We're always willing to carry out whatever you buy.
So nice. The more the merrier,
right?
That's
right. That's right. Now, I want to tell you a secret, Mo. I don't want you to tell your radio listeners
okay? Hold on.
This is just for you.
Everyone else, plug your ears.
Yeah, just for you. But
I love this. Thank you. Yes. Tell me.
Towards the end of the day on Saturday,
we
often do a bag sale.
You do.
And that's... anything you can fit in the bag, except for some of our collectibles and vintage items and jewelry, anything you fit in the bag is a fixed price.
Really?
I don't know.
If you wait, it may be gone.
That's
so
the
that
problem.
It is the problem. But
that is
most
the problem.
People that come on Thursday.
What about the big giant Santa? How's he going to get in a bag?
He's not in a bag.
He comes down the chimney.
There you go.
So this event, again, give us the dates and times.
It's this coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
In conjunction with the big community-wide garage.
Stop by Hastings, First Presbyterian Church of Hastings, but then go all around town. You don't have to go far, and you don't have to work hard to find other sales, because they're all over.
They are.
So we're Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, open at 8:30 every day. Till 4 on Thursday and Friday, until about 2 on Saturday. Other folks are sometimes open on Sundays. We're not, for a rather obvious reason.
We're upstairs.
We're doing church.
I love it.
Come on Sunday at 10:30 or listen on KDWA Radio or KDWA Video Live Stream.
Thank you.
We're also on there.
Certainly appreciate that as well. So this event is once a year, right? You just have this once a year?
Oh, please, yes. Yes. There was a year, what was it, 2 or 3 years ago, coming out
you
of the pandemic.
You did it more than once.
Well,
because you had a surplus, probably.
Well, there was a confusion about when the Hastings garage sale was and the 100 mile garage sale, and it kind of got on different weekends, and and we ended up kind of
opening
bridging
both weekends.
And it, yeah, that was hard.
Yeah,
it was hard.
Did you sell out though?
We did pretty well. Yeah,
love it.
Yeah, but
that's one thing. People don't like to leave money on the table. They like to come and get the values when they know that they can get them. So, I mean, Thursday and Friday are really, it's really fun.
Gangbusters.
It's a psychological study to see what people, and there's some people that come, frankly, to resell. And they will grab things at a great price because we have great prices, and they will flip them. And it still makes sense for them. And so we have people that visit all the way from Centerville. They have shops up in 35E, and they come with an entire trailer, and they load up, and it works out great for us, and it works out great for them.
Again, it's that whole reusing and
finding a good home for all these things.
I love that.
Finding a good home for every little toy that we have, every little toy and tool and top and shoe and baked goods. Because here's the thing. If you people out there don't come and buy all these baked goods, then it's left to the pastor, because the pastor can't let all
baked
the members
go.
who put their heart into baking these things can't let those go to waste. So
what do you do with them? You eat them?
Well, I have to.
Yeah, of course. It makes sense.
I have to.
Freeze some of them.
It's not that I want to, Mo. It's not that I want to. It's a service
to
the church and the community.
Your congregation. So nice.
But last year, I think we were down to like one bag of Rice Krispies.
We were baking during the sale.
We'll have more again this year.
Love it. So let's give the details and then give a rundown of all of the great things that people can find, please.
So this coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, we open at 8:30 in the morning. We're there until about 4 on Thursday and Friday, until 2 on Saturday.
We've got a ladies' boutique room. We've got lots of hanging brand new clothes with tags on them. Many, many shoes. We've got a antique steamer truck. We have collectibles. We have sports equipment, office equipment, a media room, a furniture room, and we hope to have a lot of those things out on the front lawn, weather permitting, but we'll have a tent up and watch for the blue flags flying to let you know where we're going to be.
We didn't mention plants.
Oh, we got plants,
you
too.
You are bringing plants. My wife is bringing plants. I think we may have 100 plants. I just brought a peace lily over today. Some of them are little bitty things. Some of them are ready to go in beautiful pots as well.
Something for everybody.
This sale keeps getting bigger and bigger.
You see why we're worn out?
I do. I'm exhausted myself. Thank goodness we're up. Time is up, friends. Don't miss the big garage plant bake. What else? And
lunch.
Good gravy sale at the First Presbyterian Church this
weekend. We should get gravy.
In Hastings. We want to thank our guests, Pastor Steve Robertson and Kelly Casey Spavin. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.